The Jet Propulsion Laboratory presents It Came From Vesta.
Dr. Raymond, you in there?
If anyone out there, in the time I got left, I'll try to tell you all I know about their arrival.
Mr. Patel, you there?
Their infiltration began like so many others. Their trail of smoke and flame didn't go unnoticed. Two Australian station workers, heroes I'd call them, just going about their business, they saw him come down. The station workers didn't know what they'd seen, so nobody looked for nothing. It'd be 10 years before anybody realized.
Yes?
Dr. Raymond, Mr. Patel, there's Eucrites on planet Earth.
Did you say Eucrites?
Yeah, Eucrites.
This may shock you, but there are Eucrites all over the planet.
That version of It Came From Vesta is our salute to science fiction. That being said, you may find the science reality of meteorites, and Eucrite meteorites in particular, just as intriguing.
I'm D.C. Agle of the Jet Propulsion Lab, and here to discuss Eucrites and the mission that will explore them, we have with us today NASA's Dawn Project Manager, Kare Patel.
Hello.
And Dawn's Deputy Principal Investigator, Dr. Carol Raymond.
Hello.
First off, where do Eucrites come from?
Well, they come from Vesta. It's the second largest body in the asteroid belt. It's a 330 miles wide space rock, and it has a 285 mile wide crater on it.
And that crater, that's the smoking gun.
There are a lot of big craters out there in the solar system. So what makes this one on Vesta so special?
It's special because that's where the Eucrites came from. The Eucrites formed in the interior of Vesta as melted rock that rose and flowed across the surface. And then they were expelled from the surface during a huge cataclysmic collision that released more energy than any weapon ever devised by man. And that sent about 1% of the volume of Vesta out into the asteroid belt.
So the Eucrites are out there in the asteroid belt. How did they get from there to Earth?
Well, you have massive Jupiter to thank for that. There is a gap in the asteroid belt where objects floating around can be greatly affected by Jupiter's gravity.
And then over time, Jupiter's gravitational tugging sends some of that material, those Eucrites, on a path that crosses the Earth's orbit.
So we have a huge deep space blast and millions, maybe billions of years on a multi-billion mile trip and then a plunge into Earth's atmosphere. That's a great story, but how can we prove it?
Well, we have some evidence. We have the spectral signature of Vesta, which is a specific, unique chemical fingerprint. And we also can analyze the Eucrites that fall to Earth in laboratories and look at their chemical fingerprint. And what we find is that this unique signature matches between Vesta and the Eucrites.
So that story about the Australians who saw the Eucrites fall, that's actually true.
Yes, to my knowledge, the only identified case where somebody has seen a Eucrite falling to Earth.
Are the Eucrite meteorites found only in Australia?
No. They have been found in Antarctica and Canada and all over the planet.
The Eucrites came here. Are we ever going there?
Yes, we are. We are going to do that with the Dawn mission, which was launched on September 27, 2007. It's going to go to Vesta first. It's going to arrive there in 2011. It's going to orbit for a few months, leave Vesta, and arrive at Ceres, the dwarf planet, in February of 2015.
What kind of science will we do when we arrive at Vesta?
Well, we're bringing it some instruments. We're bringing some cameras to image the surface, a mapping spectrometer, which will give us a much more precise spectral match between the Eucrites on Earth and the surface of Vesta. We're also using a gamma ray and neutron detector to make an even more precise match of some of the elements in the crust of Vesta with those samples that we have on Earth.
I gotta ask, do you love this stuff?
It's really cool that you can hold a piece of deep space in your hand standing on the Earth and then send a spacecraft out to go to where it came from and study that.
That's it from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. For the latest on Eucrites, Vesta, and the entire Dawn mission, please visit us on the web at
http://dawn.jpl.nasa.gov.
And remember, next time someone shows you a Eucrite,
it came from Vesta.